of tax hikes. Remember the part how they said it would only impact those making $400,000 a year and more. Everybody else was free to go. But then they put through a $3.5 trillion spending plan, and they snuck it through. As everybody's watching the debacle, the devastation, the meltdown, the disintegration of Afghanistan, well, the Democrats have rammed through on a parliamentary trick $3.5 trillion in proposed spending. It's not a done deal yet, but it's well on its way. Grover Norquist here, Americans for Tax Reform President. Grover, welcome back.
Good to be with you.
I had to have somebody here who could explain this without my head exploding, so I chose you.
Not sure I can do the second part of that.
Yeah, I don't know either. I'm looking at this, and I am absolutely shocked. Bernie Sanders, who couldn't get anything done in his life as a senator, a guy who couldn't get elected to any seat anywhere but Vermont, somehow he is in charge of our budget now, $3.5 trillion, everything you can imagine under the sun, Green New Deal stuff, free college, free every damn thing. Tell me what happened here, and is it all going to go through? What are we really dealing with here, Grover?
Well, here you had the hard left inside the Democratic Party, which couldn't stand up in front of America and get elected president. And so they ran Biden instead. Remember, they knew that they'd get crushed if Bernie Sanders or the female version of Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren, stood up and said what they believed. So they ran the guy who hid in the basement and just said, if you don't like the orange man, vote for me. And too many people did. And so they got Biden for president, Democrat 50 plus one majority with the vice president, and a 4 or 5 person majority in the U.S. House. And they are just about lockstep, voting for, this is what they just voted for, technically $3.5 trillion over the next 10 years. It's actually, but that's because they have programs which they start and they think would be so attractive to certain parts of the coalition that they will demand politically that they be continued. So it looks like $3.5. It's really about $5.5 trillion.
I had members of Congress tell me they believed it would be tens of trillions of dollars yesterday. I was on the phone with two members of Congress. They believe it'll be tens of trillions of dollars over the next several years because they'll continue to grow.
Depends on how far you take it out. Depends on your assumption about all of the entitlements they've had in the past.
Group. Right.
We came within one vote of eliminating what the Democrats put in on a partisan basis, Obamacare, and block granting Medicaid. So a Republican Party that has the strength that it had, we were one vote short. That was McCain's. He had promised to vote with us. Then he changed his mind. We could have begun the process of deconstructing the welfare state and allowing 50 states to compete with each other to provide what welfare you are going to have, but not have one-size-fits-all Washington. The Democrats are trying to go the other way. They're trying to lock it in. They're trying to get enough people dependent that they can never be undone. They realize they're probably going to lose the House and Senate this next election, but they think that the welfare state could still thrive.
Well, and that's the goal here. Now, the question becomes, does Kyrsten Sinema or Joe Manchin stand in the way? Because the Senate has already put this through. I said, the Senate still has to vote on this. And both members of the House said, no, Senate already sent this over. This is where we go from here. Now they're starting. And here's the thing. They're spending $3.5 trillion. They haven't even written what that $3.5 trillion is. They haven't put it in writing yet. We don't know what any of it is.
They are getting all the Democrats together to say, as party line, you have to vote with us on this. And as you point out, this is not written down. Okay, what my projections from 3.5 to 5.5, and other congressmen saying, "Oh no, it's going to be even more," are informed guesstimates on what Democrats have said they intend to put in and how they intend to trick people into making them permanent. So this could get a lot worse. And to say that I don't like 3.5, since 3.5 is kind of a made-up number, it doesn't tell you what it's about. It doesn't tell you how permanent it is. You could do a number of programs for 3 years instead of for 10 years. And then if you actually were capable of bullying them through again, then you've actually agreed to a much larger number here. If either Senate, Kristen Sinema or Manchin says no in the Senate, or five or six Democrats, there are nine that said maybe no, and just as far as I can tell, got run over by a bulldozer. I don't think they did anything other than got at least 2 weeks of their name in the papers. I'm a moderate, which may have been all they wanted, because they're in districts where they're not coming back. But again, at this point, they do have to come back for a final vote. And Kristen Sinema could say no, and it would not happen.
Let me ask you this.
They don't have the 50 votes.
Let me ask you this. Let's say the Republicans do have a massive win. They pick up 60 seats, maybe more. I mean, I'm looking at the polling on USA Today for the Democrats and Joe Biden in general today. I've never seen anybody lose 10 points in support in 1 week's time until Joe Biden this week. 10 points he lost in a week's time. Let's say the Republicans pick up 60, 70, 80 seats, which has happened in the past. Can they just say, we're not going to authorize the spending? We're not going to do it. Can that happen? And I don't mean Republicans. I'm sick of Republicans. How about conservatives? Can they do it or not?
You would have to go head-to-head for 2 years with Biden, who could veto things. But remember, when we had a Republican House and Senate for 6 years under Clinton and for 6 years under Obama, we got tax cuts passed. We got spending restraint that the Democrats didn't want. In any way at all. We took $2 trillion out of what Obama wanted to spend. We took at least $800 billion out of what Clinton wanted to spend. So the party, either house could stand tough. If you have 60 votes, you can pass laws, but you can't override a veto. So there are two things. Get in there, stop the bleeding, negotiate tough on things like the debt ceiling, and begin to deconstruct what they did. But
all
then
right,
you have to make the case for a president.
Before I run out of time here, and I've got about a minute and a half here, Grover.
Sure.
What kind of tax increases? I mean, is it only going to be over $400,000? Is it only going to be on those filthy big businesses? Tell us the truth where you see tax increases coming to foot this kind of a bill.
This is where the Democrats have been clear, if not very loud. They will double the capital gains tax to make it the highest since Jimmy Carter, to make it twice as high as communist China.
It'll be higher than Jimmy Carter. I don't think it's ever been a 39.6% on capital gains. I don't believe it's ever been that high, has it?
It actually was 49% for a while under Carter, but the Democrats brought it down to 29. Okay, the Democrats brought it down because Carter was crazy, and they want to bring it up almost to where our friend was. And now if you add in state and local, it could be over 50% capital gains tax. Then the corporate income tax, they want to take, they say to 28, others say 25. Either way, adding in the state and local corporate income tax, it would be significantly higher than China, significantly higher than Europe, back to the uncompetitive position we had during Biden.
They're going to kneecap the economy. I mean, that's it. I got to leave it there. They're going to kneecap the economy while giving away free stuff that we can't afford to people that don't want it and don't really deserve it, frankly. Grover, I got to leave it right there. Grover Norquist, Americans for Tax Reform. We'll continue these lessons in the days to come here, but it's untenable. It's unsustainable. Frankly, much of it's un-American. We'll be right back. See it in the headlines every day. The price of everything is going up, and nothing's going up faster than the cost of energy. What if your heating and cooling bill doubled or tripled? What would that mean to you and your family? For most people, it would be devastating. It's time you learned about WellConnect. With WellConnect, you might be able to cut your utility costs by hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars a year. And if you already have a well in the yard, you already have the key piece of equipment for a 100% renewable energy source. That's right, your well can be the heart of a WellConnect hybrid geothermal system. WellConnect is a Michigan-made solution to cutting your utility bills. In the last year alone, WellConnect reduced propane consumption by 1 million gallons, saving Michigan homeowners over $1 million. Why gamble on the price of energy? Get connected to WellConnect. Right now, you can still qualify for a 26% federal tax credit and utility rebates, but they won't be here forever. Find out more right now. Visit WellConnectSaves.com, WellConnectSaves.com, or call 989-356-2113. WellConnect. American history and civics education is at a turning point. Will we allow bureaucrats and lobbyists to choose what school kids are taught, or will we teach the whole truth?
My friends at Hillsdale College argue for teaching the truth. They've made the Hillsdale 1776 curriculum downloadable for free at k12.hillsdale.edu. Available to teachers and citizens just like you to share with other concerned Americans. This complete K-12 history and civics curriculum is designed to give educators guidance, not mandates, and allow students to learn the tragedies and triumphs of American history as it really happened. Our kids deserve to be taught the truth through a sound curriculum that was created by teachers, not bureaucrats, and upholds the dignity of each individual. America's future depends on an honest, candid look at our history. Download Hillsdale's 1776 curriculum for free today at k12.hillsdale.edu. That's k12.hillsdale.edu.